So know that whatever you're doing in this moment is perfect and totally okay. And in this space for the practice of yoga nidra, there's no way to do it wrong. And simply to be here resting, that is more than enough. So as you wiggle and fuss and move, you can let each wiggle, each bump, bring you a little bit more fully into this moment here. Knowing that as we practice here today, there will be other sounds, noticing that yes, there are sounds outside of this room in the distance, welcoming and allowing these sounds. They arise, they subside. There's also a particular quality of sound in this specific room. Just noticing that quality of sound, letting it be as it is. And it's also worth acknowledging that as we rest, sometimes these resting bodies will make sounds as well. And the invitation during the practice of yoga nidra is always simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience of yourself. And remember today the three tools that I highlighted as part of the nidra practice. The first is what we have just started doing, welcoming reality as it is. And as anyone who's tried to listen to someone talk for a half hour knows, at some point during this practice, most likely your mind will wander. And this is where that practice of welcoming is so paramount. All things arise. If you welcome them, they will also subside. It's just one of the tools that we have. Another tool that we have is feeling. So in this moment, just feel the movement of breath in the body. And sometimes this movement of breath can help you to connect to just a basic feeling of being alive. Just feeling the flow of life force energy moving through you as you simply feeling. And as you breathe, you can let each exhale bring the body down, releasing into the ever-present force of gravity. Exhaling to give the weight of your body to the support that's beneath you. Letting the skin soften, the muscles soften down towards the floor, even the bones settling in here. Allowing ourselves to rest. And sometimes people like to bring just a little bit of direction into the yoga nidra practice. It's often intentions can be used in these sort of things. And this is where the third tool really comes into play, the tool of wondering. Like if you've practiced yoga nidra before, you know, you could even wonder, like, how could this practice be even more wonderful than those practices before? You can wonder things like, how peaceful can I possibly feel? You can wonder, what would it be like to be totally surrendered and released? But there's many other things that you can wonder as well. So as we let the inner and outer worlds settle here, just take about a minute here by yourself to point yourself in any sort of direction. Maybe asking yourself wonder questions, repeating mantras, these sorts of things. Just like a minute here to settle by yourself. into this practice of yoga nidra, I welcome you. Remembering that throughout this whole practice, just doing your best to welcome anything that arises. We'll next practice this valuable tool of feeling, practicing feeling the body. Feeling the body as sensation. Feeling the body as sensation requires turning off our conceptual ideas about the body and rather just simply feeling what the body is like in this moment. And we'll begin this process of sensing and feeling the physical body today by first becoming aware of sensations arising in the eyebrow center point. Sensing and feeling the eyebrow center point. And then we'll allow this awareness of sensation to move, moving down now to the space in between the collarbones, sensing and feeling there. And continuing to allow this awareness to flow, notice the right shoulder, right elbow and wrist. Become aware of the sensations in the palm of the right hand and the tip of the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel again that palm of the right hand, right wrist, elbow, shoulder, back to the space between the collarbones, this center of the body. And then exploring sensation in the opposite side, notice the left shoulder. Sense and feel the left elbow and wrist. Become aware of sensations in the palm of the left hand and the tip of the left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Again, notice the palm of the left hand, left wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Simply feeling, simply welcoming. Allow now awareness to come down into the heart space, the space of the heart, right behind the center of the breastbone. Just noticing anything arising here in the heart space. So much information available by just tuning in simply here to the space of the heart. Noticing any pulsation, the feeling of life moving in this space. And again, notice the right chest, the space of the heart. Feel the left chest and the space of the heart. Awareness moving down now to the navel center behind the belly button, sensing and feeling there. And then down once again to the base of the pelvis. This base of the pelvis, a place where we can touch in with our terrestrial nature, a sense of groundedness here in the pelvis. And then again, allowing awareness to flow, noticing the right hip, sensing and feeling the right knee and ankle, noticing sensations in the sole of the right foot and the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the sole of the right foot, right ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. Simply feeling, simply being. Again, allowing this awareness to move, moving now down the left hip, feeling the left knee and ankle, noticing sensations in the sole of the left foot and the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the left sole, ankle, knee, hip, the base of the pelvis. We'll now move awareness along this midline of the body, moving up from the base of the pelvis again to the navel center behind the belly button, feeling here. Moving up again to the heart center, just feeling, welcoming. Notice the throat center between the collarbones, the eyebrow center point, and the crown of the head. Feeling the crown back down. Notice the eyebrow center point, space between the collarbones, and then allow awareness to come home to the space of the heart. sensing and feeling again in this heart space. And in the space of the heart now, just simply be. Notice anything arising here. Welcome anything arising in the space of the heart. Just for a few breaths. Total awareness of the heart space. And still exploring sensation, still just simply feeling. Do your best now to cultivate a whole body sensation. Feel the whole body as one radiant orb of sensation. Perhaps feeling the heart as the center, and then just the wholeness of the physical body. There's no way to do it wrong. Just experiencing the feeling of having a body here and now. Whole body awareness. And sensation is very interesting, as it is not limited to the confines of the physical body. So as you're still here feeling the whole physical body, begin to become aware of the space immediately surrounding the body as well. Can you feel the space just outside the body? Noticing that there is space above the body, what does that space feel like? There is space beneath the body, to the left, and also to the right. So just explore this sensation of space surrounding the body. And is there even any limits to this ability to sense space? Or perhaps can you feel space infinitely in all directions? Just exploring this for yourself. Total awareness of sensation. Can you feel all of this together? Can you be aware of your heart center, the whole physical body, and also the space surrounding the body? Heart, body, and space as one global orb of sensation. What would that be like? This orb of sensation. This orb of sensation, allow it to be alive. Allow this orb of sensation to breathe. And as you breathe here, feel the sensation of breath coming in. Feel the sensation of breath going out. And as if you could breathe directly in and out of your heart center. Breathing in, feeling the heart expand, and then breathing out from the heart in all directions. Total awareness of breath from the heart space. Just feeling breath, feeling what it's like just to be alive. And having some awareness of your center. Just for a few breaths. You are. Welcome anything that's arising and allow this exploration of sensation to fade. Changing again from feeling back to welcoming. And here in the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra, we'll next move through a set of archetypal evocations. And as various scenes are described, perhaps imagine what they might be like, but simply welcome anything that arises. First, evoking the light of dawn. The light of dawn. Birds migrating. The sound of birds migrating. A frosty morning. Frosty morning. And a warm fireplace. Warm fireplace. The perfect cup of tea. The perfect cup of tea. The sound of rain. The sound of rain. The clouds breaking and the feeling of sunshine. The feeling of sunshine. An ancient forest. Ancient forest. Crystal clear air, clean air, flowing fresh water, flowing fresh water, a nourishing meal, a nourishing meal. Feeling of care, care, an early sunset, colorful early sunset, and the moon shining amongst the stars. The moon shining amongst the stars. Allow these scenes now to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And here in this openness of awareness, welcoming anything that's arising, we'll next use the tool of wonder. The first thing you're invited to wonder about is the feeling of peace. Wondering if, can you feel peaceful now? And what would it be like if you could feel more peaceful now? What's the most peaceful you could possibly feel? And in what places in your life would a feeling of peace be useful? Where could you use a sense of peace? I'm turning this sense of wonder now to begin to wonder about freedom. And the question, what is true freedom? What does freedom feel like? What does freedom feel like as a sensation? And what's the most free you've ever felt? And what would need to happen so that you could feel more free than that? And where in your life would a sense of freedom be interesting, useful, fun? Where and what would that be like? What would need to happen for that to arise? Then, for a moment, contemplate the quality of joy. The teachings of yoga suggest that there is a simple joy to just being aware, a chid-ananda, it is called. What would that be like? What would it be like if you could feel radiantly joyful just being you? Just to simply be. And could you tune into that joy no matter what's arising? And what might that be like? And what sort of effect might you have on the so-called external world if you could walk with this joy in your heart? What would that be like? Then in the echoes of these questions, invite yourself to simply rest, simply be here, releasing into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And for the next minute or so, just practice simply being. Simply being you, here and now, aware and present. Simply being, just for a minute or so. You are welcoming anything that's arising. Contemplate now the question, who or what am I really? Who or what am I really, and what is the fundamental nature of my being? And notice the fact of awareness itself. Notice the ability to be aware. And notice how the feeling of being alive arises within this awareness. Each breath, each beat of the heart, each pulse of cognition, universal life force energy moving through you as you feel this now. Energy pulsing inside of awareness. Notice the mind and the capacity to think thoughts. Notice the heart and the capacity to feel emotions. Noticing how all thoughts, all emotions arise and subside inside of awareness. Then again, become aware of the feeling of having a body. Notice again your body resting here. And as the body rests, as the body breathes, the eyes still closed, pull in an awareness of this so-called external world, the earth beneath, the sky above, and in the center, your beating heart. And knowing now that this practice of Yoga Nidra will begin to draw to a close, you can begin to invite just a slightly deeper breath, inviting life in with a deeper inhale, and letting life flow with a deeper exhale. And as you breathe, as you let life flow, with each exhale, notice any quality of settledness, groundedness, rest here. With each inhale, notice spaciousness, openness, freedom. Exhaling to feel grounded, rested, settled. Inhaling to feel open, spacious, and free. Just letting that flow for a breath or two. And then what would it be like if you could feel all of this stuff at the same time? Grounded and open, rested and spacious, totally free. And what of these qualities can you begin to bring into embodiment by moving? Can you move from a deep sense of your center, beginning to invite some wiggling into the fingers, perhaps? Beginning to shift the toes, maybe gesturing the face, beginning to move or stretch in any way that feels good now. Really taking your time, enjoying the transition. Outward turn, so important. It's important to go inward and touch in deep. But as yogis, we always ask, what of this essence can we bring into the world? What can we share? So just contemplating this as you externalize more and more, knowing that now this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Hari Om Tat Sat, this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.